speaking at a handover of sewing machines at a women's sewing club in Kwazana today, area legislator and Minister of Information and Communication Technologies, Nelson Chamisa, said government must work towards the development of women in the country by launching programs and projects that uplift their livelihoods. Mr. Chamisa said Zimbabwe lags behind globally as no concrete steps are taken to promote the development of women.
So we are celebrating the role of women in our society as we are also celebrating the role of our women in community and to help them so that vanity our opinion.
Lois Dube is a member of the women's club that received sewing machines from the legislator. She says she is grateful for the machine that Mr. Chamisa provided.
We were using our hands. We have been doing so many programs using our own hands with the old method, a thread and a needle. That's what we were doing. So now we, with the machines, it's going to be a tremendous difference.
Ms. Dube said the machines will boost production, which in turn will bring more revenue that will help improve the lives of club members. Mr. Chamisa said sewing machines will help Zimbabweans, quote, eat what they kill, a phrase he used to mean that the people should utilize the resources available to them. So, for example, because cotton is abundant in the country and most people cannot afford to buy imported clothes, women can benefit by making and selling clothes. Mr. Chamisa said he purchased the sewing machines using the government's Constituency Development Fund. The fund provides each MP $50,000 for development programs in the MP's constituency. The Ministries of Finance and Constitutional and Parliamentary Affairs, in conjunction with the Anti-Corruption Commission, are currently probing a number of unnamed parliamentarians for allegedly misusing the fund. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.